Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Welcome everyone to Crypto Nights, your favorite crypto podcast. And we are discussing today the last day's episode and the last day's topic, which dealt with Molly Jane Zuckerberg's MIT comes up with three ways to destroy Bitcoin. The first part is almost out and we are going to publish it very soon. And the second two parts are due. And today we have one part to talk about. So it's all over to you, Dr. Khan. Let's do it.
Yeah. We want to thank Molly Jane Zuckerman. Z-U-C-K-E-R. I thought it was Zuckerberg, but it's M-A-N. Zuckerman. MIT comes up with three ways to destroy Bitcoin. And I think we do want all of you to go back and at least read her article. I think that's the least that we can do. The second point that Molly makes is Facebook's stealth takeover of Bitcoins, which involves social media, site creating a Bitcoin wallet, rewarding, et cetera, et cetera. So here two things can happen. One is Facebook can take over Bitcoin itself or create their own coin, either way, right? To me, I see this as a more likely scenario than Fedcoin, to be honest with you, because Fedcoin to pick up popularity will be a nightmare for the government. You know, they have to literally enforce it with a gun, otherwise people won't use it. It's literally like taxes, introducing a whole new taxation system or something like that. It can be done, but it'll be very expensive and will take a lot of time and a lot of, you know, enforcing it with a gun. But here is something that is more likely, I can see it happening as Facebook is already global. Facebook already has a couple of billion people on it. Facebook already has, your attention. So for Facebook to show and train and teach and help you use and reward for doing more and more of Facebook-friendly activities and therefore getting rewarded in a currency that's actually worth something and that you can actually use to buy things and spend money on, et cetera, et cetera. So I actually see a Facebook stealth takeover of Bitcoin more likely. Now, it remains to be seen because Facebook is polarizing the people into a group of people that absolutely love Facebook and turn a blind eye on the privacy issue. And then there are the rest of them that are saying, no, I am worried about this and I'm not going to let Facebook or Google or Amazon or whoever else has so much of my digital identity, take more of it over. So I'm going to cut that down. So it depends on where people will vote. You know, you can fool some of the people all the time, all of the people for some of the time, but not all of the people all the time. So there might be a temporary success, but sooner or later, people will realize what's happening. And I think they will refuse to give in to an organization like Facebook taking over a Bitcoin. Because remember, the main reason why Bitcoin and other cryptos, altcoins are gaining so much.
Yeah.
One of the main reasons that they're gaining so much popularity is precisely because some of these big players like banks and governments and corporates like Facebook, Amazon, Google, et cetera, are not involved. It's almost like people's own currency. That's what they like, right? That's what we all like.
Exactly, I think so.
Right? And that's why now Facebook, if it released a Facebook coin, just like we have seen Telegram, is it likely to succeed? Oh, maybe they will raise not 1.8 billion or 2 billion, but maybe 20 billion or I don't know, maybe they might even raise 200 billion for their coin if they launched one. But that does not necessarily mean it'll automatically give them a long-term success in that, because it might. My guess is something like that, we'll see temporary success. But as soon as people smell a rat, they're not going to give up their independence from all of these three groups of companies or institutions that we talked about.
Exactly. Even I think so. I think that was a one hell of a way to deconstruct this thing. I totally and especially recommend all of our listeners to visit cointelegraph.com, where this article that we are discussing and we are deconstructing is being published. It's written by Molly Zuckerman. Please read her article. I think that's a brilliant article. Okay, so we have come to today's episode's end, and this was the second part of the three episode series that we have been talking. that we are planning, that we have been shooting and recording and doing this thing. So with that, again, bye to everyone, and a special thanks to all our listeners for sticking to our podcast and giving us all your blessings and all your love. Kindly have a glance through the synopsis, which is down below. And also don't forget to visit our website, which is cryptonights.io, www.cryptonights.io. Also, for the past few days, I have been forgetting to mention this. This is a very important point. Please feel free to send your comments and your questions regarding the discussed or a new topic which you think is worthy of making into an episode. I think this is very important because your perspective is what we aspire, and we want to hear from your end. So please feel free to send over your topics to us. And you can also comment your questions and queries below, just down below on the comment section down there. And we will come back to you as soon as possible. And I promise if your topics are worthy enough and it's relatable and trending, we will do it. Thank you. And with that good note, I bid adieu along with Dr. Khan.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.